Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 11th of August and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Idea one is to, dwell on this and then do something about it. Want to get attention of your customers and potential customers? Well, it's actually getting a lot noisier out there, getting more and more difficult. A new report from Ofcom says that the average Briton now spends 8 hours and 41 minutes a day engaged in various forms of media consumption. That's compared with 8 hours and 21 minutes of sleep. In fact, I suggest if you actually calculate the actual time spent when using two types of media at the same time, such as tweeting while watching television, the average person crams 11 hours of media consumption into the day. That's an increase in 2 hours since 2010. And what's quite interesting is the huge increase in use of smartphones and mobile devices that's responsible. In fact, the average viewing time on live television has actually decreased to below 4 hours a day for the first time since 2009. And this report also highlights a number of differences in the generations. The average six-year-old has the same knowledge of devices and gadgets as a typical middle-aged adult. Children aged 14 and 15 are the most tech-savvy age group, spending 14 hours a day on social network services such as Facebook and Instagram. More than 35% of communication within that age group is via social networks, and more than 26% is by text message. Emails account for only 2% of all communication with children. A number of conclusions from this link, I think, is all that noise means it's getting more and more difficult to stand out. Are your messages worth listening to or seeing? Different customers use different channels. What are the right ones for yours? And the third conclusion was that I think I'm getting old. Idea two builds on this and actually suggests that maybe businesses themselves aren't listening either and are not realising the potential of social media. The customer experience solutions provider Connected Customers report found that just 15% of the UK's leading companies responded to tweets from customers during a secret shopping exercise. And in addition, actually more than two-thirds of the businesses took longer than an hour to respond. So the report actually suggests that maybe lots of businesses aren't actually listening and engaging with their customers through the right channels that work for their customers. Interestingly, close to two-thirds of customers said they preferred to make formal complaints by email, while despite the opportunity to vent online, 46% said they would rather pick up the phone to share their frustrations. In other words, the challenge here for any business is to make sure you're listening in the channels that work best for your customers. Do you know what those are? And idea three is to do this. Do you find yourself getting caught up in the day-to-day? Do you get dragged down too much into the detail and do you sometimes struggle to see the wood for the trees? It's a constant challenge for leaders at all levels of businesses, and those that overcome these challenges are often the ones that are most effective. And we all know that we should take some time out to think strategically, and there's lots of evidence that suggests it's the important thing to do as a leader. But it's not that easy. And what exactly should we strategically think about? How to identify the key issues? What should we focus on? And well, there are no magical answers, but the winning leaders we see take time to look at the big picture, focus on all aspects of the business, not just the numbers, concentrate initially on what will be in place rather than how will we get there, and you know, that actually comes later. So to get you started, what I've actually done is put together 20 questions for you to help you think more strategically. You'll see them on andyhanselman.com. Take some time out, maybe even better, get your team together and just go through some of those questions to think and work on the business rather than it. Have a great week now. Bye.